This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as it is, finally, now that I'm getting back to some semblance of normalcy, since it's Wednesday, I always sort of like to, chew the fat with my pal, my buddy, the most of everybody that writes in America. This guy is read by more people than anybody else in the United States in the gun niche, and that is one Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Glad to be here. I'm very pleased to hear that you are feeling better.
I don't know if it was so much what I had versus so much of what I was taking. Because since the heart attack and all the other stuff, it's like, if you give me NyQuil, don't plan on seeing me for a couple of weeks. I'm just going to be in a coma. I'm just that sensitive to that stuff. So part of it was I took a lot of it until the doctors told me I didn't have to, and part of it was I just quit taking it when they told me I didn't have to. So having there said that, here we are back in full force and back with you. Let's talk about this article you wrote where in Iowa, is it illegal to leave a gun in the car?
Well,
currently,
what they have is that if your employer has a policy that you're not allowed to have a gun on his property, and they find a gun in your car when it's in the parking lot when you're working there, then they can fire you. So what many states have done, they said, well, this is a severe hindrance on people being able to exercise their Second Amendment rights while going to and coming from work. And they said that it's your car and the employer shouldn't be able to tell you what's in your car. And so what a number of states, I think it's around 23, have enacted some type of law saying that employers are not liable for any damage caused by guns stored in cars, and employees can keep a firearm in their car as long as it's locked up. And this bill in Iowa basically allows that. It follows the lead of these 23 other states. Now, in Iowa, they have a little bit of a twist in that what they're proposing would do this if you had a concealed carry permit. So it's a little bit different, and the fact is that people with carry permits are just extremely law-abiding. They're probably one of the most law-abiding groups of people in the country.
Oh yeah,
and they just hardly ever commit any crimes, and so it's almost no risk to employers. And this also would go in Iowa, it would apply to volunteers as well as people employed. And so that's what that bill is proposed to do. Now, it's still early. It hasn't passed the legislature yet, but it looks like it's got a fair amount of support, and Iowa has a Republican majority in both houses, and they have the governorship. So it's plausible that it will go through. Now, I don't know if you recall, but we had a big problem in Iowa a year ago. Well, actually, it was a year and a half ago, where they passed a constitutional amendment through the legislature. It doesn't have to go to the governor, but it has to go through the legislature twice, and then it goes to a referendum. And they passed it through the legislature once, and then the Secretary of State did not publish it. Like, he just screwed up. He just made an error. He just, and it has to be published in between the two elections for it to take effect. And he just didn't publish it. And so they had to start all over. But they have not passed that this year yet. I'm kind of surprised. They had to fight pretty hard to get it passed the first time.
Right.
And then he just failed, forgot, whatever, to publish it, and they had to start all over again. So they're working on trying to, they're moving in the right direction in Iowa, but they're having a few problems.
Yeah, a few problems.
And that's, they're one of only six states that does not have a protection for the right to keep and bear arms in their state constitution. So they're trying to put it in there, and it's a real, it's a good one, a pretty strong one that they had in the last legislature.
Right.
But they have to start over again. And it's about a minimum of about a three-year process, because you have to get it through one legislature, you have to go through an election, then get it through the next legislature, and then it has to go to a referendum.
Right.
So it's pretty difficult to get an amendment through. So, and then we have some other... Go ahead.
Well, I mean, here in South Carolina, before there were concealed carry permits, you could carry a gun in your car. You didn't have to have permission. It had to be compartmentalized. It had to be in something that had a door between you and it. So it had to be in a trunk, right, a glove compartment, or a console. And that, I mean, that was that way the whole time I was a kid and everything else. And I'm looking at Iowa, which is Iowa a relatively pro-gun state?
Well, you would think so. And I would think so, but, you know, these laws get passed, and it was the height, probably passed during the height of the progressive era. And they said, well, we shouldn't, you know, forbid people from doing stuff. And they had no constitutional amendment to protect them. And so these laws got passed. You would think, when we see what's happened in Iowa in the last 20 years, they've moved toward very pro-gun policies. Or pro-Second Amendment, I should say, because it's not really about the gun in particular. And so they're moving in that direction, but it had to be brought up. Somebody had to fight for it.
Right.
And they are doing so, and they're winning, but it doesn't help when you have just an error, you know, an unforced error, as they say.
Right. Yeah, those are my favorite type of errors, the unforced errors.
And then we had, I don't know if you saw the deal about Wyoming. They're trying to eliminate the gun-free zones there.
Yeah, I saw that. I just we've only got like a minute and a half here. I want to talk a little bit more about that, because I want to know in what way they're trying to do it and whether there's liability if they fail to do it. So that's what I want to find out. But
catch that in the next segment.
Yeah. In any event, are you going to Nashville?
I intend to, yes.
Okay, good deal. Good deal about going to Nashville. Nashville is where the next NRA annual meeting is going to be. Do you find it sort of odd that the NRA is almost like dark right now?
Well, no, because they've got all this controversy going on and a lot of legal problems for the corporation that is that sort of owns the NRA. I mean, they're incorporated in New York State, and they're under considerable legal attack there by the governor, basically, and Governor Cuomo. He's they have lawsuits against him for the actions he's taken. So, and then the leadership has gotten shaken up. You know, Chris Cox is not there any longer, and so I'm not too surprised that they're not as vocal as they may have been. But they're still putting out notices, and, you know, they were pretty much up to speed, I think, on this Virginia situation. And these state situations, they're putting out notifications of what happens in the state. I think they're sort of coming back, but the legal situation in New York is kind of dicey, and so that's
what I think is... Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. And, of course, you can find most of his stuff at Ammoland, which he has got to have well over 3,000 articles now. Probably about half of them are at Ammoland. And,
pretty close.
Yeah, you think so? And where would the rest of them be? I mean, I know you've written for The Truth About Guns.
There's about 1,000 on Truth About Guns, and then there's others on All Concealed Nation, JPFO, there's even a couple with I think the American Rifleman blog. So they're considerably all over the place.
I mean, if he just writes about...
I know there's a couple got reproduced in Australia. So.
If you write 650 more, that means somebody could start reading one a day for 10 years. It would take them 10 years if you don't write any more after that. That's how much stuff is out
there.
Well,
I hope to get another, to get that done in the next year, hopefully.
I completely understand.
So, we were talking a little bit about the Wyoming gun-free zone bill.
Right.
And what happened there is that you have a very strong Second Amendment activist in Anthony, I'm going to mispronounce his name, Bouchard, B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D. And he started by trying to restore Second Amendment rights in Wyoming and ended up becoming a state senator. And he has introduced this bill, which would eliminate most of the gun-free zone. Now, there's not a huge number of gun-free zones, but they're the gun-free zones in the colleges, and you can't carry a gun into a public meeting, and public schools and athletic events are allowed to ban guns. And I believe that K through 12 schools, it would still be up to the school board to allow people to have guns on in their school campuses or not, because there is a cutout for that in the bill. But otherwise, it was pretty popular last year, and he had, I think, a majority in both houses had signed on as sponsors. But then it went to, I believe it was the Judiciary Committee, and in the Judiciary Committee, something funny happened. Two Republicans joined with the Democrat to kill the bill in committee. Now, that sort of thing doesn't just happen by accident in a legislature. And so my supposition, as someone who's watched these actions for quite a while, is that the Republican leadership in Wyoming doesn't really want to get rid of gun-free zone. They want to make it look like they want to get rid of gun-free zone. And then they put the bill in a committee where they know they have a couple of people who are willing to side with the Democrat and kill the bill. So we'll see what happens this year, because it's been brought up against and posted again. And we will see what happens when it goes into committee. It hasn't been voted on in committee yet in 2020. And in the article that I wrote about it on Amalan, you have, I gave name names. It was State Senator John Koss and State Senator Michael Von Flattern, both of them Republicans who voted against the bill. And then the lone Democrat was Lilsa Anselmi Dalton from District 12. So we will just have to see what happens.
We will.
But we see this is where a lot of activism has been very effective at the state level, and especially since Heller, when the Supreme Court told us that, yes, the Second Amendment is a right of the individual to keep and bear arms, and that's been a very effective tool for activists to go to their state legislators and say, look, it's our Second Amendment right. Stop trampling on it. And that's gained a lot of ground in quite a few states. So you were talking about when you were growing up that in North Carolina, right?
South Carolina.
And that you could have a firearm in a glove box.
Right.
Well, in Wisconsin, when I was growing up, you weren't allowed to have a firearm in a glove box unless it was in a case and unloaded. And you actually had to apply, in the summer months, you had to apply for a permit to transport a centerfire rifle outside your home. Now, it was easy to get, but they basically was passed as something to prevent deer poaching. But that was done away with. And Wisconsin did not have a constitutional amendment protecting the right to bear arms either until, I believe it was 1996 that they passed it. And when it passed by something like 74% of the vote. So we've been making progress in a lot of places to restore the right to keep and bear arms. And I think we will continue to do so, especially as long as President Trump gets reelected.
Right.
But what we've seen in the last few years, and you've seen this, is with Michael Bloomberg, being willing to put tens of millions of dollars on the line to create AstroTurf organizations like Everytown for Gun Safety, and to flood the internet and airways with ads promoting what they call gun safety measures, but which are designed to whittle away at our Second Amendment rights. We've had to fight really hard in a couple of states that have gone backward a bit, like Washington State. So you have to, I guess I have to give Michael Bloomberg credit. If you throw enough money at something you want to get done, you can make it happen.
Well, you know, here's the thing about these gun-free zones and when they're looking at these gun-free zones. I'm waiting for, and we only got about a minute before the next break, but I'm waiting for somebody to put liability on these people. Okay, you want to have a gun-free zone, you are responsible for the safety of the people coming into your business or into your building or whatever it is that you got that you've turned into a gun-free zone. And I know
Arizona
I think,
is looking at a bill.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin has looked at a bill. That's where I think we will actually see the gun-free zone go away when they actually have to, you know, they're liable. But anyway.
For private parties, I think you're right. But for government agencies, they're dealing with other people's money.
Well, that's true. Sad, but true. Anyway, talking to Dean Weingarten, you can catch all of his stuff at, well, you can catch the last half of his career at Ammoland.com. That's where he's been writing for the last little bit. When we get back, let's talk about what happened in Virginia. Let's talk about what you thought was going to happen in Virginia, and then let's talk about what did happen in Virginia. We'll be right back.
Very good.
This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six leading Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Las Vegas. It will be the first time former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joins his rivals, even though he's not eligible to win Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a double-digit lead and Bloomberg surging. Former Illinois Governor Democrat Rod Blagojevich is one happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
We want to express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump. How do you properly thank someone who's given you back the freedom that was stolen from you?
2 days after a horrific crash in the Daytona 500, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is no longer hospitalized. His team posted a photo of him walking out of a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his two young daughters. The crash happened on the last lap of the race on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten from Rider Extraordinaire, the most read man as far as READ in the gun writing world. That is Mr. Weingarten. You, prior to the vote, you looked at what might happen in Virginia. What was your
yes,
expectation?
Well, a lot of people were predicting gloom and doom, but I looked at how that bill was passed in the House, and it was very narrowly passed, 51-48. Three Democrats switched over to Republicans and voted with them against the bill, and that's in the House,
right,
which is a bit more radical than the Senate in Virginia. And one Democrat didn't even vote on the bill. So it was a narrow margin where it passed the House. You know, the activists, the Second Amendment activists in Virginia have been very busy. I mean, they have the sanctuary city situation going on where they have, or sanctuary county where they have 91 out of 95 counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. And they had more than 22,000 people show up on lobby day to lobby against more infringements on the Second Amendment. And the AZCDL, that's Virginia CDL.
VCDL,
yeah. Citizens Defense League, is a very strong activist group in Virginia, and their membership has gone from 7,000 to 25,000 in the last few months.
Right.
And so some of these senators, a number of these Democrat senators, are from places that are not very liberal. And I said, there's going to be a lot of pressure placed on these Democrat senators, and they may kill the bill. It's not at all certain that it's going to pass. And that is essentially what happened. I mean, these senators in Virginia, the state senators, they want to be reelected. And when they have hundreds and thousands of people telling them We will actively work very hard to keep you from being reelected if you pass this bill. Well, they decided they didn't want to go there. And so in committee, they voted the bill. They didn't totally kill the bill. I mean, they did, but they didn't just say this bill has no chance. They referred it to next year's legislature. I mean, so now I'm talking from what I said would happen to what actually did happen. And what actually did happen was they said, we'll delay this bill until next year. But next year is when the Virginia legislature faces an election. Their elections are in odd-numbered years. And the same for the governor. The governor faces an election, well, just once in Virginia. He only has one term, and then he can't rerun. So Northam won't be able to be reelected. So there'll be a new governor in Virginia, and the legislature will be up for reelection, and it'll be in 2021. Well, that's the year they said, well, we'll look at this bill again in 2021 when it's an election year, when pressure is even more important than it is now. If they were going to pass the bill, they basically, in my opinion, had to do it this year. This is when they had the most momentum going for it. And so I don't think it will pass next year. And with any luck, Virginia will have a different governor who won't be so rabidly anti-Second Amendment. And they may have a few different legislators. They may might get a Republican majority in the House or Senate or both. So it could happen. But yes, I did say it's a good chance they'll stop it, and they did.
So this is not the end, though. I mean, there's some other things that they've got going on. They, for example, that a governor is term limited there for one term in Virginia.
Right.
And Northam and his little cabal of the Democrats are trying to change that to two terms. Right.
Right, but it has to go through a process, and they can't just do it overnight. They can't declare it by fiat. Or if they did, I think President Trump would have good reason to send in the troops and say, you no longer have a Republican form of government. But so I don't think they can't do it right away. The question is, can they get it changed for the next term? I just don't think they'll be able to do it. I mean, they want to. They'd like to. But I don't think they'll be able to make it go. Now, the problem is that more so than that is these other things. They already passed a red flag bill, and there's other bills they're looking at. And they could resubmit bills in somewhat different form. But the problem is the Virginia legislature, the way it's set up in their constitution, has a very limited time that they can meet and pass bills.
Right.
It's just the way that they set it up as another guard against tyranny. And so the question is, how much can they actually accomplish in the days that are left to the Virginia legislature to act? And there is a limit. There are physical limits. They only have so much time. I think we've seen the worst, and that they may get some things passed that we don't like, but they won't be as draconian as what the Virginia CDL and all the patriots in Virginia who are Second Amendment supporters have worked so hard to stop.
Right.
And for those who say, and there were numerous of them who said that the number of thousands of people showing up on lobby day would have no effect, I'd say, well, I'm glad to say that did not turn out to be true. I believe it had a significant effect.
Right.
I mean, I was skeptical, too, because I thought these fire-breathing Democrats had been funded by Michael Bloomberg, and he wanted a particular thing, and they were going to give it to him. Well, politicians are not known for their integrity. They don't always stay bought.
Yeah, that's
and I think that's what happened in this case.
Yeah, that's the problem with politicians. They really don't know. And I mean, I guess with Bloomberg, You know, all together to get this these two senators switched, he spent $5 million over 4 years. He spent $2 million in 2016, and he spent $3 million this time. And
which is pocket change to him.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, to other people that don't have $50 billion,
yeah, right.
They've got to look beyond that.
Well, and you get saturation, too. There's only so much you can spend, and you saturate. And so it's not like you can dump $100 billion into Virginia's Senate races. It just won't do anything after a few million.
Yeah.
You'll have bought up all the advertising space. You'll have recruited all the volunteers. You'll have... If you start flooding Virginia with people from New York to lobby for particular your candidates, it's not going to work.
No.
So there is a limit on how much you can effectively spend.
Right. Well, coming up on the last break, talking to Dean Weingarten, getting his read on certain things. I'm going to ask you the question I wanted to ask Dan Zimmerman in the last hour that I just didn't get to ask him. So that's what's coming up next. I got a hypothetical for you, and I want to know what Dean Weingarten thinks about it. You can find his stuff at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we have been talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, former military officer. Did you ever work for DARPA? Dean? Did we lose Dean too? I can't hear my guest.
Oh, there you are.
Okay.
Because you probably weren't too surprised by that. But DARPA has done amazing things. It is an organization I have to support wholeheartedly because their job is to think outside the box. And they look at what might be a huge advantage 20 years from now and then enable some of the early technology that goes into it. They're really the ones who got the internet going. They are right. Really the ones that got GPS going. They're the ones who started this whole autonomous vehicle event. There's just numerous cases where DARPA has got the ball rolling on just technologies that have changed our life incredibly and made us far more productive. I would say that the two easiest ones to talk about right now that people will understand are GPS and the internet.
Right.
And those both are DARPA initiatives that they pushed. And both of them, although more so GPS was tested out at YPG. The people at YPG, I should say, set up an on-the-ground version of GPS and tested it. And I have to admit, I had a small part. I was involved in testing GPS in the jungles down in Panama in the middle and late 80s. So I had a little bit to do with that. And people could see some of the potential, but you couldn't imagine how much we are using GPS today when DARPA was pushing it and starting to develop it. I mean, the military applications are obvious, but all the commercial applications and the enormous advantages that GPS has for civil society and the way that it makes transactions and travel so much more efficient, no one anticipated. Well, there may have been people who did, but I don't recall reading them.
Right.
Anyway, so, back to my hypothetical. I just thought for some reason, I don't know why I thought that you had worked for them, but that's beside the point. It doesn't matter. Anyway, my biggest fear is that we've seen that violence from the left has become normalized. It's rationalized. It's okay. Black Lives Matter, they're okay. Antifa, they're okay. Violence from the left, we had a guy that drove into a tent full of, he drove a vehicle through a tent that was full of Trump supporters because something Trump had to be done. Yeah. There was a guy that walked up to a 15-year-old Trump supporter, slapped him in the face, full of 34-year-old adult, because the kid was wearing a hat. You know.
Correct.
At some point, these guys, by just simply as they continue to, you know, it's okay. Everybody's giving this a pass. This kind of violence is okay. And, it's been popping since, I guess, for me, during the, was the Alexandria event, was that before the election or after the election? I can't remember. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
That was, here's a Bernie brother coming out there, and he's going to kill a bunch of Republicans because they're Republicans. He didn't know who they were. He didn't even know if they were Republicans. He had to ask one of our congressmen from South Carolina, Jeff Duncan, are you guys the Republicans? And then he lit them up. We've seen, and the Bernie brothers, they're quite violent. They want, they're good for termination.
Well, I believe the baseball event, which we're talking about, happened after Trump's election, but before the congressional election.
Right. Yeah, I think that was part of the problem that the Republicans had control of the House. And Steve Scalise you're right. Steve Scalise was the House Whip. So he was the one that got wounded and had the
right. Severely wounded. He almost got killed.
Yeah. So here we are. And here's my problem. At some point, these guys are going to cross a line, and they're going to go. They're going to run into, maybe one day they'll want to attack the NRA annual meeting, right?
Well,
and that's going to be a bad day.
I mean, it's not impossible, but look at where we see these attacks concentrated.
Right.
They tend to happen in very blue states that are controlled by blue administrations. In other words, very liberal areas where the local police seem to have been told, don't go hard on these people who are attacking Republicans. It could go, and what we're seeing is that most of these attackers are not what I would call real strategic thinkers. A lot of them seems to be impulse control. I understand what you're saying, and we could have some serious incidents, and we saw where people connected with high up parts of the Democrat campaign during the Trump election in 2016 were directly plotting to incite violence at Trump campaign events. That was recorded by the name of the activist is right on the tip of my tongue, but they actually recorded Cody Wilson.
O'Keefe?
Not Cody Wilson.
O'Keefe.
Yeah, O'Keefe recorded it with his organization, and I think that there is a little bit on the left where they're starting to get a little bit concerned about planning events like this, that they can get caught. And I think now that President Trump has been acquitted of being impeached, they're probably more concerned than ever that justice might actually apply to them, that the laws might actually be applied to them as they've tried to apply them to others, as unjust as they may be. And so at the higher levels,
they might be backing away from illegal actions a little bit. Now, at the lower levels, I agree with you. It's a real problem. And they've been so incited by the media to think that President Trump is the incarnation of evil and that his supporters are demonic, that, yes, you have to be careful, and you certainly have to be alert about it because it can happen. I have a good friend who's in, I think she's 86 years old, and she's a very conservative woman, but she gets all her news from television.
Sure.
And she is absolutely convinced that Trump is a dedicated racist. I mean, there's no evidence of this whatsoever when you talk to people who know him, or it's just a couple of quotes taken completely out of context and expanded it in meaningless ways, and then just repeating the lie over and over again that Trump is racist. But he is clearly not. And yet this woman, who is quite conservative, believes he is racist because that's where she gets her information from, is from the old media. And so if you're susceptible to that kind of thing and you believe that the country is being destroyed by President Trump, and they're telling you again and again that that's the case, it's not too surprising that we have people who start committing violent acts. So, yes, I think for those kind of susceptible people, and maybe for Antifa, we have to be worried. But they're not very strong in most of the places where most conservatives hang out, I believe.
Well, we're running out of time. We'll pick this up on Friday. Thank you for joining me this evening. Thank you very much.
Very good. It's always a pleasure. Glad to be here.
Roger that. We'll be back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.